Are you thinking about dipping into your retirement savings to help get through our current economic downturn due to the coronavirus pandemic? If the answer is yes, you're not alone. Bankrate.com has conducted a new survey to take a look at these numbers and to talk more about it. We're joined live on the KCBS RingCentral Newsline by Greg McBride. Mr. McBride is Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst. Thanks for joining us this morning. Can you give us, first of all, an overall view? Are people dipping into their retirement savings?
Well, thanks for having me back, Susan. It's retirement accounts, I think, kind of that next casualty of financial casualty of this pandemic. I mean, we've seen 30% of households take an income cut, and we've seen people dipping into savings, adding to debt as a result of that. And then the retirement savings is kind of that next domino in line that is getting knocked over. People that have run out of borrowing capacity, that have used up their emergency savings, oftentimes that last resort of retirement savings becomes the first resort in lieu of other options.
Generationally speaking, who's doing more of this?
And this was the concerning part. We did see an outsized propensity to do this among younger workers, millennials, as well as Gen Z, the group that's just coming into the workforce now. And the reason that this is troubling is because the money that comes out of those retirement accounts, you could potentially miss out on decades worth of compounding. That $5,000 you pull out today could be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 by the time you retire. That's the big concern.
What about making contributions instead of dipping into those retirement savings? Have some people just stopped making contributions?
Well, we have seen about 1 in 5 say that they've either stopped or reduced the amount that they're putting in to their retirement account. And overwhelmingly, people say it's because they've suffered a decline in income, and having to, cut back or eliminate those retirement contributions is necessary to make up the gap. And that was by a 2-to-1 margin over any other reason. The second most common reason was keeping more cash on hand with all the economic uncertainty and the widespread impact on household income. Having that ready cash to cover expenses definitely at a premium.
I would imagine that one of the fears when it comes to stopping those contributions is once you get out of that habit, particularly if you're a younger person, it can be hard to get, to grab that discipline and get back into it again.
Absolutely. There are people that desperate times call for desperate measures. And, we see a lot of people, they're not doing this frivolously. This is out of necessity. Yes, hopefully, as people get back to work, as they resume their more of a normal hours or get more of a normal paycheck, hopefully they'll revert to those habits of funding the retirement account and putting money into emergency savings. But I think in the meantime, what this illustrates is just how tens of millions of Americans are really struggling to make ends meet in the here and now.
Mr. McBride, do we have any insight into what this is going to mean for older workers, folks who are in their 50s or 60s nearing retirement? What's it going to change? Are they going to have to work longer? Are they going to have to accept a lower standard of living? Any insight into that?
Well, the fortunate thing is that the propensity to tap that retirement account early went down significantly for baby boomers and those in Gen X. So we didn't see that same propensity to be pulling money out. Now, as long as you haven't panicked and sold your investments in the market pullback in March, you've been well positioned to benefit from the market rebound over the course of the past couple of months. So I think now more than ever, you've got to maintain that long-term perspective. Even somebody on the doorstep of retirement, you could be looking at a retirement horizon that's 25 or 30 years. You can't afford to, shelter in very safe and conservative investments throughout that whole time. That nest egg just won't last you that long. So I think most people are if they've stayed the course, they're well positioned. It's those that have lost jobs, have had to tap that retirement account. That's where the problems start to snowball.
Greg McBride, thanks for your time this morning. Mr. McBride, Bankrate.com's chief financial analyst, as they took a survey, Bankrate.com did, and it looks like about 31 million or more than a quarter of working or recently unemployed adults with retirement savings have either already dipped in or plan to tap their savings account as an immediate source of income.